Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Cosmic Circus review. My name is Vin, and with me, as always, is John Dotson.
Hello.
Today, long-awaited, we are doing The Substance. Crazy, crazy, crazy movie. As a reminder, you can watch us on video on YouTube, or you can also listen in audio form on your favorite podcast apps. Now, The Substance is a 2024 body horror film written and directed by Coralie Fargier. It stars Demi Moore, Margaret Qualley, and Dennis Quaid. Phenomenal movie, phenomenal cast. John, what were your expectations going into this? What did you think? First, did you watch the trailer?
I mean, I don't watch trailers of movies very much.
Okay.
I had zero expectations except for that somebody that I know was like, oh my gosh. And like before you, okay. Somebody was like flipping out about it. So
yeah.
I was like, all right, maybe we should take a look.
Because I saw the trailer a couple of weeks ago in the theaters, and it's one of those trailers that looks awesome. It looks so cool, but you're always skeptical. There's no way the movie will live up to this. There's no way the movie will be this cool.
Yeah.
The movie is this cool and more. Like the if you watch the trailer, if you love that trailer, this movie, you'll love the movie. Yeah, John, go on.
Like, you're not holding back at all. You're just like, I'm going to give my thoughts on
it. Let's go. I've been waiting, John. I've been waiting a long time for this.
So, I will admit, I think it is a really good movie. I think it's really good. I don't know if it's great.
Okay, all right, all right.
I don't know if it's great. My comparison when I was watching it is it felt like, The Nutty Professor, if it were directed by David Cronenberg.
Yeah, I can see that. You always have these like crazy analogies. Explain to me the Nutty Professor part.
Okay, so we're in a non-spoiler right now, so we gotta be careful.
Yeah.
There's an alter ego element going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're the same person. Whether it's two different people, whether like it's kind of like a Jekyll and Hyde kind of thing going on, but it's also kind of funny.
Yeah,
but there are funny moments in it where it doesn't take itself overly serious in the body horror aspects.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I kind of say Nutty Professor, because it's kind of like. Kind of funny about that, the drama.
Okay.
It is David Cronenberg because obviously body horror.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird. It's wacky.
Mm-hmm.
It's over the top.
Very over the gory, top, boy. Boy, oh boy.
Very over the top gory. Is that a little stylish?
Very stylish, I think.
Great style.
Yeah.
So, like, there are cinematography moments. This movie made me terrified of zippers.
I want to say, John, one of my favorite shots, no spoilers, but you'll know this, you probably know the shot. There's a scene where there's an orange hallway. Yeah? At the end of the movie, the orange hallway turns red. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Vaguely.
No spoilers, but there's a scene where this orange hallway turns red. It was one of my favorite shots of the movie. This beautiful orange hallway. You keep seeing the same hallway throughout the movie. And then there's one scene where it just turns red for a good reason. Oh, it was beautiful. It was immaculate. Spectacular. I think the beautiful things about this movie, it's not just the cinematography either. It's the set design, the props, the costumes, the makeup, the prosthetics. I think there's so much about this movie. Everything is so well directed and is so well executed that even if, John, I understand your story problems and I understand why you don't think it's great, but I think you have to agree that it's extremely well made.
I don't think I have story problems.
Okay.
I don't think I have that.
I
think my thing is that like I don't know if it's as original as it's claiming.
Okay. When I was watching it, in my head, it was really similar to The Picture of Dorian Gray. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, everybody knows The Picture of Dorian Gray. Okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, again, I don't want to spoil too much, but the more, because I've seen this twice, and I really felt the parallels. Of course, you have this person, and they want to be like perfect and beautiful. They have a second like version of themselves that's kind of hidden away, and that version kind of changes over the course of the movie. You have kind of these themes of kind of like hedonism and being young and beautiful forever, and the consequences of that, and how, to what extent you will fight for that. And you even have these big pictures that are watching them during the movie, because you have the portrait of Demi Moore and you have this big billboard of Margaret Qualley, both watching over the course of the movie. And Demi Moore's picture keeps getting destroyed over the course of the movie too. And to the point where it even becomes very symbolic when they're moving the portrait around a little bit and what that means for the movie.
To be kind of vague, what I mean is that some of the artistic like aspects, I don't know if they're not anything that I haven't felt before in something like Black Swan. There's little touches that I've felt before, especially in like a lot of, if you go to any festivals, I feel like I get movies like this all the time. That are made for like getting that crowd reaction. And believe me, this is a crowd reaction movie.
Oh, yeah.
There's a shot. And you know you're in great hands. A zipper goes down.
Oh,
and I'm not gonna say what happens.
Oh man, I love that.
But the minute that it went quiet, my entire theater was like, oh, you know. It was incredibly confident in that moment.
Yeah. And I wanna say because I saw this twice, in the same weekend. Yeah. And what I noticed, the audience very reactive. They reacted in different places. So I really recommend when you go see this with a big audience opening day, and then go see it again with another audience, because people will laugh and respond and, at different times. And so it's a dynamic experience every time, almost like you're watching like theater where it's not the same thing twice. It's really amazing. Right. Go on, John. Yeah, go on.
Oh, no, you're great. The other thing like is that Demi Moore, I mean, golly. Demi Moore is on fire in this movie. She does things. But Margaret Qualley is good too. But Demi Moore is asked to do things that are ungodly hilarious in this film.
I thought Margaret Qualley was the more impressive lead of the movie. You think it was Demi Moore?
I will point to a moment.
Okay.
And it is the one moment where I was like, she's the MVP in the movie, was where there's, again, to be as big as possible, there's a long, long extended period where Demi Moore is not a part of the film. Mm-hmm. It's a long, big vacuum because of a certain plot.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she comes back,
oh yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
It's pretty great. Yeah,
it is the funniest, most absurd, ridiculous, crazy thing. Because Demi Moore is such a beautiful, wonderful, like individual, and there's nothing beautiful about that about that moment at all.
Oh man.
Nothing, and it's amazing. It's so good. But I will say, and I kind of agree with the person that I talked to on the way out.
Mm-hmm.
There were several people walked out of the film. Right, I was in a press screening.
Oh wow!
Several people. Well, that's how you know it's good to me. I'm like,
but
yeah,
did they walk out during the whole regular part or during the end? The end is when it gets batshit. But during the end, you can't stop watching. I think.
I think it turned some people off because and I kind of like agree that I think the movie might be 20 minutes too long, just a little too long.
It's kind of like an Alien movie where it has kind of like that the surprise fourth act ending.
Yeah, but I feel like that fourth act could have been chopped a little bit. It didn't need the whole thing.
I see what you're saying, but for me, I thought the movie was pretty predictable until that point. And I was like, all right, I get it. I would have cut something out before that. I think that ending is the glorious thing that, for me, makes this something, whoa, what was that? So for me, that ending, like even seeing it twice, I think I'm okay with this. I think I would like a little bit more of this. For me, that's the shock of the movie.
Well, people discuss your thoughts and my thoughts.
Yeah. That's definitely for spoilers. Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing I want to say real quick while we're here.
Yeah.
I mentioned set design a second ago. The set design is so careful in this movie that you might even be able to say it now, but definitely after seeing it twice, I can draw you a blueprint. I can draw you a blueprint of these buildings. I can draw you exactly what goes where, how this is connected to this. On the other side of this wall is this. The set design is so careful. It's so calculated. Everything has logic and reason. I can even tell you in the city, roughly how far apart two things are, because you see them go back and forth a certain way. They never take a car, for example. I just wanted to applaud that the set design, it actually is thought out in this movie. And if you feel something when there's this, her apartment is this big, empty building. And then the way the building changes, the way the room changes over the course of the movie, it's decorated differently to show the passage of time and to show the different states of the characters, right? That set design, the props, great job. It's super stylish, super meaningful.
Yeah, the props are very good. The set design, the way everything looks, there's one part where it's almost like a metaphor for depression. Like everything is just crazy messy and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, really. It really reflects their mental states.
Yeah, and I gotta say, another actor that kind of surprised me in this, because he's been so staunchly a part of faith-based movies and stuff like that. And he's in Reagan right now.
Yeah.
Dennis Quaid is insane.
He's so good.
In this movie.
So good.
I was like, is this real life right now? Dennis Quaid? Where's that Quaid been for 20 years, man?
Right. He's so good. Even from that first scene in the bathroom, and he gets right up in the camera and he's just talking on in the and then the shrimp scene. So, the shrimp scene.
It's so cringe inducing in the best way.
In the best way.
In the best way, yeah. He's great in it. It's a really good movie. It's really good. I hesitate to call it great.
Because what's wrong with it?
It's gonna be my top 10 of the year. Anyway.
What are some of the negatives for you? Is that spoilers?
It's not that it's not that there's anything terrible about it. It's just they went for it. Mm-hmm. This movie completely goes for it. Whenever they set up a moment, they're going for everything in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I do think I've seen movies like this before. There are things that I've seen from various films like this before. And it's not a knock on it. It's doing things that are crazy good. But I do think that I have seen some things like this before. And I do think it's just a tad bit too long. Like I was saying. Okay. Just a tad bit too long. Kind of The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight is kind of goes a little further.
Okay, are you saying you hate The Dark Knight?
No, I love The Dark Knight.
How dare you insult The Dark Knight?
I love The Dark Knight. I saw The Dark Knight 5 times in theaters.
I have a cousin who can beat you on that. I have to ask him for the number, but it's in the double digits in theaters.
Yeah, I mean, I've saw it several times, but I do think that it just does go just a little. It could have been trimmed a little.
Okay.
But just a little, you know?
I do think it's a bit long, but I thought it was a bit long in the sense of Titanic is long. It's a meaty experience. There's a lot going on here. I think they could have cut a little bit during the basic part of the movie, but I think it's as long as it needed to be for you to feel this experience. Because when you get
I can't really tell you my reasons when we get to spoilers.
Okay, that's fine.
The,
yeah.
the main reason why, because like I could explain why then, but I just feel like there's one part where an individual wakes up and things are different.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh gosh. And then we're in the movie for another 20 minutes.
Yes.
And I was like, oh man. Yeah.
It's alien effect. It's that surprise fourth act.
The surprise fourth act, but I just don't know if it needed it.
And plus, but also, you know, with all the body horror stuff, and then, you know, the thing at the end, you know, I was like, oh, we're in alien land. And I felt very happy with that.
Like, to me, that fourth act, it was like not saying anything that okay. we have not already been told.
No, you know? At that point, it's just like exploitation. It's just, ha, let's have some fun with this movie.
Yeah, it was just so completely crazy.
Like, it totally, from the beginning to the end of the movie, this is a totally different movie. But then, the first and the last shot are so poetic, you know, with the stars.
Yeah.
And that was like, even though things get so crazy, we come back to where we started. And I think that's beautiful.
I agree. But before we go into spoilers, I think it's a pretty strong statement about how beauty can tear somebody apart. I think it's a pretty strong statement on, and I thought about this. This could be also like a statement on burning the candle above ends. You know, like you got one end and the other. And it's just completely draining both, you know, because you're just trying to, like, keep up this image that you just cannot sustain over time. Yeah. Or whether it's, like, your work or beauty or anything, I think burning the candle at both ends is another thing that, like, it does pretty well in talking about.
And I feel that kind of goes back a little bit to Dorian Gray. Just a little bit about like this fake image he's trying to show to the world, but he can't sustain it over the course of the movie. Before we move to spoilers, just one random thought again. I thought the music was really good, the score. You hear it in the trailers. And again, I was like, wow, this is great trailer music. No way this isn't the movie. And then the whole movie has that kind of score. Great, great. I was happy with it.
Yeah.
It's like aggressively modern. It's so, so, so cool. Very synthy. Yeah. Are you ready for spoilers?
I'm ready when you are, man.
All right, John, give me your full... like uncensored thoughts about these spoilers.
If you have not seen the film, if you don't know anything about the film, I cannot stress this enough. You need to leave right now.
Please, you gotta leave.
You gotta leave.
Come back.
It is a movie, the less you know, the more psychotic it is. So please leave right now.
Go watch it. Just go watch it.
Spoilers are coming right now.
All right,
thank
three,
you, and we'll see
two,
you.
One.
Go. Okay. Now that we got that out of the way, so there's a fourth act, and she does a thing where she makes a copy of a copy, right? And she comes out of the body. And it's this weird Picasso of a person.
Picasso is better than
Demi Moore. Demi Moore is like in the back going, and like it's so weird. And
oh, man.
I think it would have been great if the movie cut off right there.
Aww.
I think it would have been good if it went. I think it would have been great if it cut off right there. I think it embellishes the point.
It would have been a lot funnier. That's a hilarious ending cut right there.
It's a funny ending, yeah. And I feel like it completely gets the point across without all this, like, super soaking blood sequence.
Very over the top. Very, like, at one point, it's almost like, do you know who Busby Berkeley is?
Okay, wait, what?
So, Busby Berkeley, in like the 1930s, he's the one where when you see the dancers and the synchronized dancers and like these overhead shots and it's all like a beautifully choreographed. It's like that, like it's a beautifully choreographed musical of blood. Like you see her like spinning around and all the blood's flying everywhere. That's straight from these musicals of the 1930s.
Yeah. I don't.
You have no idea what I'm talking about.
I mean,
okay.
I know what you're talking about. But the thing is, like, I did not need all that. I didn't need it. I understood what it was doing, but I felt like it was just like extra padding.
Yeah.
For the sake of padding. Like, it was, it's not that it wasn't entertaining. It was. I was laughing, especially when her, like, her head starts crawling. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, that was so funny.
I chuckled. But it goes, I'm just like, I'm like, guys, like, what are we doing here? Like,
this movie has no restraint at all. Zero restraint.
At all. Zero restraint.
Oh. But you kind of have to appreciate, like, the ambition, right? You appreciate it.
I do. Well, I think it's a good movie. I think it's a very good movie. It is probably, it's going to probably be in my top 10 of the year.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not playing it. Like, even with all what I'm saying, it will still probably be in my top 10 of the year.
I think I think just two questions I want to ask mainly. One, at the end, when there's the big dance performance, did you notice that all the dancers were topless? This is the big New Year's Eve celebration. There are children in the audience, and all the women dancers have nothing on their top. And I was like, what is... I was wondering, like, is this a dream or something? There are children in the audience. This is on TV. And the women are just... And I was like, what? Do you think this is, like, some weird, like, alternate reality where that's just normal? Or what do you think was the thought process behind that?
I don't know, because, like, I gotta tell you, at different times in the movie, I didn't know what year it was. I was like...
Okay.
I was like, because, like, the way Dennis Quaid dresses, he dresses like a 1950s, like, boss. Like,
yeah, it's very much like some weird alternate reality.
The way that
people,
like, like, even, like, you know, at one point, you know, Demi Moore, like, her, like, outfit is very 1980s. Spring 1980s, like, it's like, I don't know if that was intentional.
Everything is very intentional in this. Yeah. The second question I wanted to ask, do you think these characters are intelligent? Do you think they're smart? Do you think they make smart decisions?
I mean, no. Okay. I mean,
like, neither of them.
I mean, the thing is, like, I don't think it's trying to, like. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. It doesn't really seem like the movie on its own is grounded in any kind of logic.
Okay.
So
it's like the logic of vanity. That's only what it is. It's just driven by vanity.
Everything is already illogical. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to, like, find logic in characters in a story that's just riddled with it, with, like, just insane decisions all throughout, you know?
But the decisions still make sense. They still make sense, even if it's not the best decision. But you understand why they're making those decisions, right?
Yeah, well, the thing is, my question for you is, we already know that they know the consequences of their actions. They know. So, the fact that they don't follow any rules... Is it doing it for the sake of plot, or does it make sense to the story? Like,
you're talking about Margaret Qualley?
Yeah, because, like, she had to know that eventually, like, they're gonna run out of resources.
Yeah, so... that's what I'm saying. I don't think she's intelligent. I don't think she's making smart choices at all. Because, like, if it was me, I would be planning very carefully, one week, so that when it's New Year's Eve, I would be planning that I'm ready. Nothing can stop me. There's no surprises. I'll be ready New Year's Eve. I think she's extremely irresponsible that on New Year's Eve, she's like, oh, no, I'm running out. I think that's one bad decision. Next bad decision, when she comes back to life, and then she tries to kill the older one. The older one, she needs the stabilizer, probably, right? And I'm like, if you kill her, you lose your stabilizer. This whole thing will fall apart. You need her. Probably, right?
But so again, like I said, is it doing it to make a statement, or is it doing it in the realm of reality? That's the question that I'm asking you. Like, because to me, it just feels like the world is not grounded in any sense of reality as it is.
Okay.
So is that a flaw or is it not?
For me, I felt I felt it was grounded. I think for me it felt like it was grounded, but in a kind of a twisted reality. Like there are rules, there is logic that they're following. It's not like Spock logic. It's not like the objective truth logic, but it's the logic of like what impulse hedonism. So for example, when Margaret Qualley comes to life, she tries to kill Demi Moore just out of like anger, because she's like, I'm alive, maybe I don't need you anymore, and I'm just gonna kill you because you're irritating me, you're frustrating me, I guess. I don't think it's driven in like the reality of like what are actually good decisions, but it's all based on like impulses and kind of like living in the moment, and even if there are consequences to that. And of course you can see there are major consequences at the end. So for me, that is the reality, that you make bad decisions, you get bad consequences. And so for me, I guess it is grounded in that. It's just a twisted, alternate, heightened reality of like the science fiction world. It doesn't feel like a science fiction movie, but it is.
Well, if I can make a comparison, you saw the movie Us.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not perfect, but it's there's a lot of good stuff in it. Yeah, go on. The doppelgangers.
So there's a part in Us where it's revealed that there's this underground world of clones, you know?
Yeah.
Right. But when you try to like unpack all that material, you're like, it's not based in any kind of logic.
Yeah.
But is it good? Like, is the movie more of a metaphor, or is it logical? And that was like that.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
This is kind of one of those things where I go back and forth. Is it okay for a movie to do? Is the movie good on its own if it's not playing by rules and it's just making a metaphor?
I think it is. I think that's what art is.
Yeah. Yeah, because I feel like the movie itself is trying to make a statement.
Mm-hmm.
So when people act out of character, when they're acting out of character of like being stupid and not being practical and not.
Oh, I think that is their character. I think they're stupid characters.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Like I think Margaret Qualley, I think she makes really bad decisions.
Yeah, and she does. But it's kind of real too, because like, you know, you can always feel yourself, like, I don't know about you, but like I can feel myself overexerting myself sometimes and like push myself too hard and getting too hard, and you almost feel like you got this double life. You got the life that you have outside, you know, at home, and then you got this work life.
Yeah.
And sometimes trying to balance both of those drains the other.
Sure.
All the time, you know?
Oh, this is a really good comparison.
Yeah, that's what I was saying burning the candles about that.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, you're being stupid. You may not know you're being stupid, but, like you're just pushing yourself too hard, and then when you go back home, you can't even, like, deal with it. And then you become an old lady that's running through the hallways. And you can't walk right, and you know, and you're chasing away romantic partners and all that stuff. But seriously,
that's a really good way to look at this movie, is kind of like who you are professionally and outside versus who you are at home, and how one can impact the other, the consequences.
Yes, easily.
Wow. Or even like introvert versus extrovert. Like if you go outside and you try to like party a lot, and you come home, you're like, I guess.
Yeah. That was one I was getting from it, like a lot. That was my takeaway.
Yeah.
Is that she would go out and then she would push herself and push herself and push herself and push herself and keep sucking the other one dry.
Yeah.
And then by the time that she got home and then she finally had to collapse after 6 months of work, she became this like old decrepit thing that she could not look at inside.
Yeah.
You know, just like this ugly monster of an individual. And the other thing that like that it made me think about, so there's a documentary, right?
Okay.
There's a documentary that I saw many years ago called America the Beautiful.
Okay.
And it's not a It's not a patriotic movie. It is about America's obsession with beauty.
Okay.
And beauty standards.
Okay. All right.
And
all right.
It talks about how, like, some of these, like, you know, girls that put themselves out there as models,
mm-hmm.
they hate the, like, as beautiful as they are, they hate themselves on the inside. They just hate themselves. Okay. There was a part of the documentary that talked about Fiji,
okay.
that there was no TV in Fiji at all for decades. No television, no magazines, none of that. And the minute that television, broadcasting and all that came to Fiji, I think it's Fiji, I could be wrong on that.
Go on.
Eating disorders and all that stuff went up.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh. And I guess now you get that effect from, like, Instagram or something.
Yeah, so I think all that stuff is very powerful in this. Like, all the beauty standard stuff, the burning the both candles,
mm-hmm.
all of it, I think that's very powerful.
So for you, if you could fix this movie, you would cut it at that bathroom scene where she wakes up, she sees the monster, cut. And then for you, it's perfect.
Yeah, because at that point, she can't recognize herself anymore.
Yeah.
She has become something that she's no longer in. She no longer recognizes. She's at home. You know, she can't even look at her own face.
Yeah.
And I think it's a powerful metaphor of how the modeling industry can make yourself feel like you cannot be pretty enough.
I see that would be much more restrained, like a much more, like, simple kind of almost, it would be much more, like, digestible like that, right? This ending that they have is, there's, like, it's provocative. They know it's going to turn people away. They know it's too much. And I don't know, like, I think it's crazy. I wouldn't have done it, but I think I really appreciate, why not? Let's do something bananas. Let's do something crazy. And I guess I applaud them for that, even if it's wild. Like, I did not know that was coming. I did not expect that at all. And I'm like, whoa, what is this movie? What is going on? And you just start laughing with it because it's so ridiculous. It's so over the top. And I don't know. I just, it's not perfect movie, but it's so well made that even when they go crazy, I have enough respect for them that, like, yeah, you can go crazy. You've earned it. You know, I guess that's where I'm coming from. It feels like a B movie that's made with, like, high, like, 10 out of 10 quality. But it's like a B movie at its core. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, I get it. I mean, and there's nothing wrong. Yeah. I mean, hey, if you love the end of it, I'm cool with it. But that was just where I was. Like, it's just, I don't think you had that. Like, I mean, sure, if you want to go crazy and start spraying blood on an audience, I mean, like, hey, go for it. I mean,
yeah, let's do this in 40X.
I'm all for the gonzo cinema. If you don't know me by now, I'm all for gonzo cinema. I just don't think it needed it. That's all.
One more thing I wanted to say. The sound effects are really, really good. And the second time I saw this, my theater, their volume was too loud. So everything was just a little bit... It was great. When the volume is just a little bit too loud, it's even better. Okay. I think we're good on this. Are you good, John? Any other thoughts?
I don't think I could say anything else about it.
All right, man.
Yeah.
So thanks, guys, for watching. I really hope you guys check out The Substance. Probably, if you saw the trailer and if you don't think this movie's for you, it's probably not for you. If you watch the trailer and you think you're a little bit interested and you like heavy R, you're okay with nudity, you're okay with violence, you're okay with crazy stuff, this movie might be for you. But it's a very, very, like, it's a strong taste. And I mean, even from our discussion, you can see both of us, we had things we really liked, things we didn't. So go check it out for yourself if you're interested. If you like this review, be sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment below. We read every comment. We will reply. Are you interested in The Substance? Have you seen it? Let us know. We can't wait to talk to you about this. I'm Vin. You can find me on Twitter at VinWritesWords.
I am John, and you can find me on Twitter at JohnMovieWatch.
Be sure to follow thecosmiccircus.com on Twitter at MyCosmicCircus, where you can find more reviews, articles, editorials, and opinions like the ones you just watched. Thanks, guys. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.